Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Σου κερδίζεις γυρνώντας εδώ και εκεί. Με στην ίδια σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους πεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες. Με στην ίδια σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους πεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες. Εσύ στη μαύρη νύχτα φωτίζεις τα στρατά. Με στη νύχτα σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους πεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες. Με στη νύχτα σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους πεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες. Δίχως τύχες στα ποτηράκια σου σιγούν τις νύχτας οι πατρίδες. Με στη νύχτα σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους μεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες. Με στη νύχτα σαλέμι τσιγητεύεις τους μεκρίδες, αλλάζεις τις ανάσες μας, καλμάρεις τους ταΐδες.
Some Rembetica to start off today's broadcast, as we just heard a band by the name of Rembet Asker and a song titled Os Alepidzis. You're tuned to Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek-American radio program which is heard on 9 radio stations across 4 continents. My name is Michael Nevradakis and I will be here with you for the next hour. And today, for the first part of our broadcast, we will have a special musical feature dedicated to the music of Rembet Asker, and as part of this week's Dialogos interview series, we will will be featuring an interview with Christina Bethany, who is the lead singer of the band. She will talk about the band's music, as well as the extensive research that the band has done into the history and the origins of this style of music called Rembetiko, which has been described as the Greek blues. Christina will talk about their recent book about the history of Rembetiko as well, and this interview is coming up in just a few moments here on this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series. But first, we'll enjoy some more music by Rembetasker right here on Diálogos Radio.
Thank you. για τα λίρα φουσκώνει κι άλλους κουβάδες καμαρώνει. Άλλος βγαίνει ζούλα για ραδίκια μπρος στην κράβα ψήνω πιτσιρίκα. Μπρος στην κράβα ψήνω πιτσιρίκα κι άλλος βγαίνει ζούλα για ραδίκια. Μαξιλάρια κι αλλούς λύνει τα ζωνάρια. Άλλο πνίγει ο κόμπος στη γραβάτα μ' αγώ καμαρώνω φρέσκα νιάτα. Μ' αγώ καμαρώνω φρέσκα νιάτα κι άλλο πήγε ο κόμπος στη γραβάτα. Σηκώπεδα μετράει κι άλλους με άσχημες γυρνάει. Το μικρό είναι όμορφο κι ωραίο ρε τραβά τραβάτε με κι ας κλαίω. Ρε τραβά τραβάτε με κι ας κλαίω. Το μικρό είναι πάντοτε κι ωραίο.
Take Leologos Radio on the go with you with the new Leologos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Leologos Radio and Leologos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just heard two more songs by Rembeta Sker, the band that we are featuring here on today's broadcast of Leologos Radio. The song that we just heard is titled Do Mikro, and right before that, the song that we heard was titled Misirilu. And coming up now on Leologos Radio is this week's special edition of the Leologos interview series, where we will be speaking with Christina Bethany, the lead singer of Rembeta Sker, who will talk about the band and its music, as well as the extensive research that the band has conducted on the history of the Greek blues, rembetiko music. The Leologos interview series coming up next here on Leologos Radio. The Leologos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Leologos Radio. Joining us today on Leologos Radio and the Leologos interview series is Christina Bethany from a Greek band called Rembet Asker. To get us started, please share a few words about yourself and the band.
My name is Christina Bethany. I'm the singer of Rebetta's Care group, and I'm also a musician. I'm playing the baglamas. The name of our group is Rebetta's Care, and we've been performing since 1990. Up to today, we have already performed and spread the original Rebetiko all around Greece, France, Turkey, Israel, Morocco, and Vienna. Our main concern is to pass the idea of this kind of music, keeping its tradition alive, a kind of music that was born in 1922, and it still remains a novelty into the history of global music.
Rebetta's Care is more than just a band, from what I understand. You're also very much devoted to studying Greek music, and particularly the history of Rebetika music, which you just mentioned a moment ago. Share with us a few words about the studying that you have done and the research that you have done into the history and the roots of Rebetika.
The first conclusive evidence starts in 1850 in the cities with Greek population where they used to perform with bouzouki. In 1922, during the minor Easter disaster, 2 million Greek immigrants came back to Greece and spread their traditional music performed by the violin, oud, cembalo, kanal, and met the music of local musicians with bouzouki and Greek baglamas. All those miserable proletarians who lived in the slums mixed these two kinds of music and finally created rebetic songs. This kind of music played for the proletarians turned into the music of all Greeks. Therefore, bouzouki became the national Greek instrument that is well known among foreigners and won more recognition than our country flag. In other words, for example, Americans have the ability to recognize bouzouki as a Greek instrument more easily than the color and shape of our flag.
What sorts of instruments are typically used in rembetiko musical works? You mentioned a moment ago, for instance, the bouzouki.
At the beginning, they used to play the bouzouki that was related to the saz and not the mandolin, that are similar instruments. It was accompanied by the guitar and a small bouzouki called baglamas. Baglamas was actually made usually by prisoners into jail who used to chip pieces of wood, and because of its small size, it was easy to hide it into their jackets, as it was totally forbidden by the police, who used to destroy the bouzouki and arrest the owners. A few years later, Tsitsanis enriches the rebetiko group, adding the accordion and the piano. After 1955, Chiotis added a fifth chord to the bouzouki so musicians could play it faster and more easily, and this is when every instrument became electric. In 1960, Jimi Hendrix admired Chiotis' virtuosity in the bouzouki when he was working as a musician in the USA.
In your view, and based on the research that you have done, what is unique about rembetiko music?
Well, rebetiko's originality through the global progress of music is considered the combination of East and West music, which finally gave rise to rebetiko, a new kind of music, as I said before. That only happens in just two places, Greece and Azerbaijan. Minor East music splits the interval between two running notes into several small parts. That makes it impossible for the rebetiko to be accompanied by chords. The rebets moved the intervals, simplified the chords, and this is how they joined these two kinds of music. That, of course, could be considered a musical experiment as many others. However, when a nation proclaims this is our music, then it's for sure that a new kind of music is born. That's exactly what happened with rebetiko. As far as it concerns another rebetiko originality is the verse technique. It's one of the slightest occasions in history where proletarians have the faculty of speech. Now they can express themselves by singing both their love for mother and girlfriend, singing for disappointments, generosity of heart, their trip, show pride in their professions, illegalities, and hope. The speech and voice of proletarians became the speech and voice of all Greeks. This finally ended in 1955. From now on, there is only the speech of upper classes.
In your opinion, what is the significance of rembetiko music in Greece's history and in Greek culture?
it is actually certain that people who make history are completely different from those who write it. The prevalent song, among others, of that era was rebetiko, but all we know about it comes only from what upper classes have written. Those literate classes defame rebetiko, actually, misleading the facts, accusing the rebets as corrupted people who used to live in dark areas, calling them the Luban proletarians. However, the 70% of the population used to live in these dark areas, that was, after all, the majority of the Greeks. Even modern Greeks find this global novelty as something unimportant. West Cummings' music was global novelty too. It was born 400 years ago and lasted up to 1920. Everybody in West feel proud of the opera and classic music. Conservatories keep running, star systems, huge amounts of money are spent in order to build concert halls like the world-famous Opera of Sydney in honor of the music synthesized 3 centuries ago. Although a new kind of music came up in Greece 60 years ago, the upper classes consider it of minor significance. However, a future historian can discriminate the turning points into the history of music when new kinds of music are born, while there was no other kind born in Europe of 20th century but for rebetiko.
Now, from what I understand, many of the older rebetiko songs and recordings were made by Greeks who were living abroad in the diaspora, and particularly in places like the United States. Is this true?
Is absolutely true. Actually, ever since the beginning of 20th century, the Greek immigrants from Greece and Ottoman Empire brought us their traditional music. We became familiar to this music through the first recordings in the USA, and this is how Greeks in America managed to keep their national identity.
You're tuned to Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series and our interview with Christina Befani, the lead singer of Rembeta Sker. We'll take a short break and go to some music, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
We just heard an instrumental piece by Remet Asker titled Organico, and we'll get back to our interview now with Cristina Bethany, the lead singer of Remet Asker, here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series. We are speaking with Cristina Bethany, a member of a rembetiko band from Greece known as Remet Asker, here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series. To continue, what are the origins of the word rembet, from which the name rembetika is derived from?
That's a very nice question indeed. Working with experts from Turkey, we found that the word rebetis is neither a Turkish or an Ottoman word. It probably comes from the verb rembazo, which means daydreaming and wander, as trams wander. The word rebetis is used at least since 1870, as it is mentioned in a Greek novel. So rebetis means being a tramp, someone illegal, a hash addict. This information is given in details written in our book that was published in 1913. It's a book entitled Whose Rebetiko Is? In Greek translation, Tinos Ine to Rebetiko.
Your research, I believe, has looked into the history of one of Greece's foremost musical instruments, the bouzouki. Share a few words with us about the instrument and its history.
Well, ever since 1922, when rebetic songs came up, they're in constant conflict with the other kinds of music. This conflict concerns which kind would be the dominant one on the preference of Greeks. This actually happens because the classes which have adapted these kinds of music were also in conflict themselves. Rebetiko was the music of the 70% of city's population, having no support from nowhere. But whenever Greece needed to demonstrate its cultural achievements and the characteristics of modern Greek civilizations, brings forward rebetiko and the national instrument bouzouki. Bouzouki belongs in the family of lutes. It was initially found in the ancient Babylon, where an instrument was made by an harp stuck on a wooden sound box. Afterward, ancient Greeks took these instruments with the specific names from the Easterns. Tur or tar means chord in the Eastern languages. So, padur means five chords and pandura, it's the ancient Greek name. Kitar means five chords, which is the guitar for the Greeks and Westerns. All these come from the birthplace of great civilization, the Middle East, so there is a history of 1,000 years behind bouzouki, the Greek instrument. Ancient Greeks took all this music of Middle East, and it's the first time in music history when the school of Pythagoras invented the mathematical relations that music includes. All this scientific research about rebetiko is presented in our book entitled Whose Rebetiko Is?
And turning to the present, how would you describe the current state of Greek music today, and what would you say the significance of a style of music such as rembetiko is in today's crisis-hit Greece?
We have some reference in our book about this issue, and in the book, if we compare light pop songs coming from the West to the rebetic songs, examining their differences in the same period of time. On another chapter, we examine the difficulties a historian has to face in order to discover all the great truth about rebetiko. As for today, every nation in a specific era forms the music that works it, I think. Rebetiko comes from the Greek urban population, people who fed their society as well as themselves, with no profit coming from any colony at all. Nowadays in Greece, with a huge middle class, skiladiko, it's the name, the commercial popular music dominates. So there is another form of love affairs, pride, hope, other types of professions. But the exact moment a Greek wants to be a smart and independent guy who lives and loves passionately, a guy full of strong feelings always sings and dances in the rhythm of rebetiko. Rebetiko, after all, leads to ecstasies. What really makes rebetiko so important is the fact that poets create the art of real human virtues. This is the art of those who make the real history. Nowadays, that profit and consumerism is the main goal, is the exact period that skiladiko, as we say, has triumphed.
You mentioned this a moment ago, but you have written a book about rembetiko music and its history and origins. Tell us a few words about the book.
There is a big reference to the origin of rebetiko, the differences between different kinds of music, the relation between the past and today and nowadays. And after all, everyone who reads this book can come up with maybe different conclusion, but with a very serious evidence to use.
And in closing, where can our listeners find out more about Rembeta Sker, the band, and its music?
More information about the Rembeta Sker group can be found in our site, which is www.rembetasker.weebly.com. And I repeat it, www.rembetasker.weebly.com. This is our site where you can find anything about Rembeta Sker group and our concerts and videos.
Wonderful. Well, Christina, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And thank you very much for the wonderful music that you shared with us as well.
Thank you very much, too. And I hope that we might have maybe a cooperation with the people of the USA there, and then we might meet some people and enjoy them with our concerts. Thank you very much again.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, featuring an interview with Cristina Bethany, the lead singer of the band that we are featuring on our broadcast today, Rembeta Sker. And as always, the podcast of this interview, as with all of our other interviews, will be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the official Diálogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and the Google Chrome browser, in iTunes and TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system. Our special musical feature on Rembeta Sker continues now with some more music by the band here on Diálogos Radio.
Πάστορμα, πάστορμα, και φτεράκια με κύμα και πάστορμα. Βάι, βάι, καραφάκι ούζο, βάλε για να πιούμε την ώρα που γλεντούμε. Στο ντουνιά το ψεύδι που μια φορά το ζούμε. Το πιατάκι για σαλάτα ταράμα, ταράμα. Σουτζουκάκια με απλά και πάστορμα. Bye bye, καραφάκι ούζο. Βάλε για να πιούμε την ώρα που βλέπουμε. Το ντουνιά το ψεύδι που μια φορά το ζούμε. Με τόλμα, σουτζουκάκια μουρτατέλα με αυγά. Bye bye, καραφάκι ούζο. Βάλε για να πιούμε την ώρα που λεκτούμε. Στο ντουνιά το ψεύδι που μια φορά το δούμε.
στροφιά μαυρομάτα. Πως κλαίω και θρυνώ για τα γλυκά σου νιάτα. Αν σε απάντησε
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. Two more songs wrapping up today's special segment on Rembeta Sker, a band from Greece playing a style of music known as Rembetiko or Greek blues. The song that we just heard is titled Argosvinis Moni, while before that we heard a song titled Uzo Mezedaki. And just a few moments ago here on the Dialogos Radio, we heard an interview with the lead singer of Rembeta Sker, Christina Bethany. We'll have that interview as well as the full musical feature that we aired today, soon available as a podcast and on demand on our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can also find all of our recent broadcasts in their entirety, available on demand to listen to anytime, anywhere. Dialogos Radio continues now with some more music, and we'll return in a few minutes with some details about what's in store in our upcoming broadcasts. Keep it locked in.
Μας έφερε εδώ πέρα να σμίξουνε αγάπες μας, να πούνε καλησπέρα. Από τα χείλη μας μετά να βγει το τραγουδάκι. απόψε πήραμε και όπου δεις πήρα τα όνειρα και για μόνα απόψε πήραμε και όπου γης πατρίς.
Κάποιο τείχο σου είχα γράψει σ' αγαπώ, το πιο γλυκό μου μήνυμα. Το πλήρωσα κι αυτό τόσο ακριβά που να μην ξέρω αν σε μισώ. Είναι βαρύ το τίμημα. Είμαι εδώ και είσαι εκεί, εγώ στη δύση και εσύ στην ανατολή. Είμαστε στίχοι που δε χώρεσαν μαζί στη μουσική. Είμαι εδώ και είσαι εκεί, εγώ στη δύση και εσύ στην ανατολή. Είμαστε στίχοι που δε χώρεσαν μαζί στη μουσική. Κουράγιο που να βρω, να ξαναγγίξω το κορμί σου το γλυκό. Της ομορφιάς το χάρισμα. Δεν θα ανταποκριθώ όπως εκείνο το παλιό καλό καιρό στου φεγγαριού το κάλεσμα. Είμαι εδώ και είσαι εκεί, εγώ στη δύση και εσύ στην ανατολή. Είμαστε στίχοι που δε χώρεσαν μαζί στη μουσική. Είμαι εδώ και είσαι εκεί, εγώ στη δύση και εσύ στην ανατολή. Είμαστε στίχοι που δε χώρεσαν μαζί στη μουσική. Στο κάστρο το παλιό, σε κάποιο τοίχο σου θα γράψει σ' αγαπώ. Το πιο γλυκό μου μήνυμα.
Σήμερα τι αύριο τι τώρα.
καλύτερα. Ας καθαρίσουμε μια ώρα αρχύτερα.
Μπορεί και για τους δυο να είναι καλύτερα. Ας καθαρίσουμε μια ώρα αρχύτερα.
Χωρίσουμε, αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε. Χωρίσουμε, αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε.
Καλύτερα από τώρα να χωρίσουμε, αφού δεν γίνεται μαζί να ζήσουμε.
Μεταφράζω στίχους από τα τραγούδια μου τα αμερικάνικα. Αλλάζω τους ρυθμούς, τους ήχους και απορώ και ντρώνω τα κανουτσάνικα. Μεξικάνικο αεράκι με φυσάει πάνω στα μετέωρα. Της Αφρικής ολίβας λέει μαντινάδες για τον έρωτα. Της Ανατολής στο χρώμα έχουν τις κιθάρας μου τα αρπίσματα. Μισισίπι τις όχθες έμαθα τα πρώτα μου χουρδίσματα. Στα βουνά της νότιας Κίνας άκουσα κλαρινά υπηρώτικα. Στο τραγούδι της Ειρήνας βρέθηκα στο άλμπουρο και σώθηκα. We'll be right back. μεταφράζω στίχους από τα τραγούδια μου τα αμερικάνικα. Αλλάζω τους ρυθμούς, τους ήχους και από rock and roll τα κάνω τσάκα.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. We just wrapped up a long musical set here on Diálogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program that is broadcast on 9 radio stations on 4 continents, with Orfeas Peridis in a song titled Ta Tragudia Muta Americanica. Prior to that, we heard Eleni Tzaligopoulou with Ti Simera Ti Avrio Ti Tora, Pandelis Thalassinos in a song titled Sto Castro To Paio, and that musical set began with Anastasia Moutsatsou singing Vira Ta Onira. Today's broadcast is about ready to come to a close, but next week on Diálogos Radio, we will be featuring an interview which we have been announcing for a while here on our broadcasts, an extremely interesting discussion with Paul Ioannidis, who is the honorary vice president of the Onassis Foundation and the author of a recently published autobiography titled Destiny Prevails. And in this interview, Ioannidis will talk about his role in the Greek resistance against the Nazi occupation during World War II and some major but largely unknown moments which were crucial in a defeat of the Nazis. He will also talk about his long career as a pilot, as well as the professional relationship and friendship that he developed with Aristotle Onassis and his family. This interview, which you absolutely will not want to miss, is coming up on next week's broadcast of Diálogos Radio, and of course you can get more information about it on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and on Facebook and Twitter simply by searching for Diálogos Media. We will wrap up today's broadcast with one final song. We'll hear Michalis Hadzianis singing Horis Anapnoi. Diálogos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place, and until then, have a wonderful weekend, and thanks as always for joining us.
Πάνε ώρες που έχω εδώ χωρίς αναπνοή. Σε ταυτόχρονο ρυθμό δενόμαστε μαζί. Δυναμώνει στο σφιγμό, στενεύει η επαφή. Θεέ μου, όλα τα έχω δει. Και αντίστροφα ο χρόνος μετράει κι αγκαλιαζόμαστε και ενώνουν τα χέρια. Σαν τρελή η καρδιά μου χτυπάει και εκπαιξευόμαστε οι δυο μας αστέρια. Μα σε ταχύτητα πως πάμε φωτός, τα μάτια κλείνω και σφιχτά σε κρατάω. Και πριν προλάβει με κραγεί ο ουρανός, στο αποκορύφωμα του τέλους ξεσπάω. Σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω. Πάνε ώρες που είπα εδώ, τελειώνει η λογική. Κάτι πέρα από το μυαλό μου δίνει εντολή. Σ' άλλη διάσταση θα μπω, θα αλλάξω εποχή αφού όλα τα έχω δει. Και αντίστροφα ο χρόνος μετράει κι αγκαλιαζόμαστε και ενώνουν τα χέρια. Σαν τρελή η καρδιά μου χτυπάει και εκτοξευόμαστε οι δυο μας αστέρια. Μα σε ταχύτητα πως πάμε φωτός, τα μάτια κλείνω και σφιχτά σε κρατάω. Και πριν προλάβει να κραγεί ο ουρανός,
στο αποκορύφωμα του τέλους ξεσπάω. Σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω. Και αντίστροφα ο χρόνος μετράει και αγκαλιαζόμαστε και ενώνουν τα χέρια. Σαν τρελή η καρδιά μου χτυπάει και το ξεχόμαστε οι δυο μας αστερία. Μα σε ταχύτητα όπως πάμε φωτός, τα μάτια κλείνω και σφίχτα σε κρατάω. Και πριν προλάβει να κραγεί ο ουρανός, στο αποκορύφωμα του τέλους ξεσπάω. Σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω, σ' αγαπάω.